Warning, the opinions and language expressed on the upcoming show are those of a deranged yippie madman with an impressive taste in music. Deal with it.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South American. All the ships at sea, let's go to press.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
More music, more music, more music, more.
It's a girl, Mrs. Walker. It's a girl.
I'm shaking up, baby.
And abetted by Scott Ian, that was Lemmy kicking us out of the gateway from hell. This is Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. And yes, that was from Lemmy's new album. Nice work if you can get it. Nice work if you can get it when you're dead. We actually have a few tracks, brand new tracks from dead people tonight. That just makes this show the bulwark of antisocial media. That's the reputation. That's what we got. We also got 2 hours of solid kick ass rock and blues. If you got a saxophone, keep your eye on it. Keep your eye on it. Our first set is gonna be kicked off with a little bit from Death by Unga Bunga right here on the Underworld's True Pop Culture Channel, GetThePointRadio.com.
Be a man and take a stand. Don't you sway but do.
washed up and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on, like I blister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one. Body and beats, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry.
We'll be right back.
His latest, that was NY Stars. NY means New York, the New York Stars, the American football team that nobody ever mentions. Before Lou, we had the Maggots. Oh my God, I didn't realize just how that's in really bad taste. That was their Temptation. Before them, Blondie, their version of Moonlight Drive. Yes, that was live. Before Blondie, the Violent Femmes, Blister in the Sun. That's a nice image, isn't it? And we opened with Death by Unga Bunga. Make up your mind. The mighty Unga Bunga speaks. Next set, we're going to kick it off with a great new tune from a bus driver. Yup, but first...
Mike, go!
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Thank you.
said he was an old friend and she lost her head. Now I know my woman is nice and kind, but now we don't know if the baby is his or mine. My wife in the club, my girlfriend on the way. I'm standing here nervous while I'm on stage. She came right in and sat right down, wearing the same dress I bought them both when I was out of town. I gotta walk it off, huh?
Thank you. understand. 'Cause you must have the stuff they call money. Yeah, you must have. Weighing down in your pocket. Yeah, you must have the stuff they call money. Or you can't ride it here. Now I asked the girl, let's go have some fun. And this is what she said. Have the stuff they call money. Yeah, you must have. Weighed down in your pocket. Yeah, you must have the stuff they call money. Or you can ride in here. They call money, yeah, you must have. Weighed down in your pocket, yeah, you must have the stuff they call money if you want to get out of here. Well, I went in this real nice place. I went there with my friends. And this is what those people said.
Don't ever.
The stuff they call money, yeah, you must have. Weighed down in your pocket, yeah, you must have. The stuff they call money if you wanna come in here. They call money, yeah, you must have. Down in your pockets, yeah, you must have the stuff they call money, or you can't live here no more.
Thank you.
just too many to count the bodies. And so many can't be found. It's a deadlock, and the victims multiply.
Thank you.
John Mayall. No, no, no. He's still with us. Relax. Yes, that's a brand new track from a brand new album, but John Mayall, who is older than, well, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 years older than me, maybe more. Isn't that scary? Not only that, but he calls the track The Devil Must Be Laughing. Well, I think you're laughing at the devil, John. Beth Conan preceded John with Ain't Easy. Dave and Phil Alvin are covering Big Bill Brunsey with The Stuff They Call Money. Yeah, Lord knows what it's going to be next week. I don't know. Probably not imports from Mexico. And we opened with Toronzo Cannon, his latest album, that is Walk It Off. He is the bus driver I was referring to in my last babble before the set. And I believe he's still driving the bus back in my hometown of Chicago. All I know is next time I go there, if I get on a bus, I'm going to be looking real careful, real hard. He says that he gets a lot of his material, a lot of the material he writes, comes from interactions he's had or things he's overheard driving that bus. He's had a number of different bus routes all over the city, knows his stuff, and you know what? I think that's a good idea. I think it's really good fodder for a blues writer. Kind of cool. His work speaks for itself. It's phenomenal stuff. That's his third solo-ish album, and you're going to hear more from him from us. We're going to go back to school. It's damn well about time, too, you know? I think I've forgotten how to read and write, and I know that arithmetic begins with an A. I know that. So reading, writing, arithmetic, that ain't cool. We're going to do it, but first we're going to learn how to blow right now.
Mike, go!
You just put your lips together and blow.
Weird sounds inside the gold mind.
Get the point.
Ah!
Uh-huh, honey. All right. My baby whispers in my ear. Baby, I keep them to myself. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. We walk along hand in hand. Sweet nothing. Yeah, we both understand. Sweet nothing. Sitting in past or trying to read my baby, give me that special look. Sweet nothing. That's enough for tonight. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing.
I'm getting tired of songs. There's too many fucking songs. That's all you ever hear, songs. You know how many songs there are? Okay, every year 25,000 CDs come out, okay? 25,000. So even if you throw out half the titles and say they're old songs being re-recorded, and you stay very conservative and you say, well, 8 songs to a CD, that's still 100,000 songs every year. Every year. And that's just this country. There's about 185 other countries out there, all of them pumping out songs. Probably not a lot of snappy tunes coming out of Rwanda these days. But some, there's got to be some. I'm telling you, it adds up. I'll bet you anything that if you counted every song ever written in the history of the world, in every culture since the beginning of time, by now, there's got to be 10 million songs. 10 million songs. Isn't that enough? Don't we have enough fucking songs for you people? You're telling me you stand in the shower and with 10 million songs out there, you can't think of something to sing? You got to have a new song? And they're all love songs. It's all you ever hear is a fucking love song. Can't somebody write a song about something else? Everything's a broken heart, broken heart, broken heart. Fuck that. What about a fractured cheekbone? How about a punctured lung, huh? Wouldn't you like to see some good-looking chick with long hair and big tits stand up on stage singing about a punctured lung? Would sure make my fucking weekend. No one is writing these songs. How about a song about a fire in a nursing home? Huh? All right, a daycare center. Okay, a church. A crowded church. How about a song about a guy who gets his legs caught in a wood chipping machine? Here's a nice song. Family of four comes home from vacation at Disney World and finds 27 bodies decomposing in the living room. And they all have on Santa Claus suits. I'm telling you, we're passing up a lot of really good topics that would make terrific fucking songs. Like cancer. I know it's touchy. Fuck you. Cancer would make a really great song. Shit, everybody's got cancer. Nobody's singing about it. Here is a market niche being deliberately overlooked. And by the way, tuberculosis is coming back too. Here's another musical opportunity. Wouldn't you like to hear a song with a whole lot of coughing in it? You never hear these kind of songs. You never hear that. Everything's a love song. It's always emotional pain. You know, you know something? The last thing I'm interested in is someone else's emotional pain. Don't be singing about your pain. Unless it's cancer pain. You could do a whole CD. First cut is cancer. Second cut, tuberculosis. 3.5 minutes, solid coughing. Starts out slow with the introduction to the song. Guy's just clearing his throat. Then you go to the first verse. Kind of a dry cough, non-productive. You get in the second verse, the song begins to build. Now you're in the chorus, and the guy's coughing louder and louder and harder and harder, and he's choking and gasping and wheezing and panting, and you can hear the fluids in his lungs, and he's doubled over, and he's running out of breath, and finally gets into one big, huge, uncontrollable, spasmodic coughing fit, and he gags and pukes all over the microphone. That would be the climax to the song. And maybe you could make it interactive with a CD-ROM, and the guy could puke right into your living room, huh? Yeah, you probably need special speakers for that.
Each of the moon will go.
Oh,
them to go. Send it away to the go.
From the top, the Ramones. They went to Rock and Roll High School, the Dave Clark Five. They've been doing it all night long. Brenda Lee is singing about sweet nothings. Chanel is saying, hey, baby. And George Carlin is really tired of songs. That's from his latest album. That was put together by his daughter, if I'm not mistaken. And how do you follow the late, great George Carlin? Well, we did it with Vladimir Putin in his version of Strawberry Hill, No Shit. But because we have respect for your ears, we followed Vlad with Mose Allison's version of Blueberry Hill. Rock and roll, the blues, rockabilly, country, bluegrass, it's all American roots music to me, and a vital instrument in the production of American roots music is the saxophone. We are way overdue in offering to you a tribute to the saxophone, and we're going to start that in 14 seconds.
Mike, go!
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look,
it's just a flesh wound.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy monster sound. The nuttiest sound around. So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est, rock-steady beat of madness. One step beyond!
Thank you.
quiet here without the kids.
What I wouldn't give to hear Lisa play another one of her jazzy tunes. Saxophone, saxophone.
Back. you give me no dirty looks. Your father, hip, he knows what cooks. Just tell your hoodlum friend outside, you ain't got time to take a ride. Yakety yak!
Don't talk back.
Yakety yak, yakety yak.
New song for you. This is a new song called Sax in the City.
We thought we'd sax it up a little bit for you. We opened with Madness One Step Beyond, the Viscounts doing probably the best-known version of Earl Hagen's jazz classic Harlem Nocturne, and that's also the long version. They did two. The one that the AM radio top 40 stations played, which was about 2.5 minutes, and that one. Because Harlem Nocturne has been used in about 43 billion movies and in about 22,000 TV shows, including the theme to Mike Hammer, we decided, we being both of me, to follow that up with Duane Eddy's version of Henry Mancini's theme to Peter Gunn. An adequate TV show. Blake Edwards wrote and produced it. Featured a lot of jazz and a killer theme. From Duane, we went to Homer. Homer Simpson. He's picked up his daughter's saxophone. From there, Clancy's Clowns performed Saxophobia. And yeah, that's Ernie Kovacs's group. The Ventures continued with Slaughter on 10th Avenue. The Coasters with the classic Yakety Yak, Don't Talk Back. And, of course, you're doing the saxophone. You're going to wind up your set with Clarence Clemons. That was Sax in the City. You may be wondering, well, you're probably wondering a lot of things. Like, well, how did this guy get this job? Well, okay, aside from that, you're probably wondering, how come I haven't played any Tom Petty yet? It's been a while. We're going to correct that. We're going to correct that in 13 seconds.
Mike, go!
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
We'll be right back.
backside with the loving kisses later come backside. Insufficient buzz, I can't get rid of that, y'all.
Can you get it?
Headlining the show, y'all better line up. And if you're sitting down, get your behind up.
She got her own class,
y'all better sign up.
Now hit 'em with some Queen Bitch 101, girl.
Little Kim headlining the show, y'all better line up. And if you're sitting down, get your behind up.
She got her own class,
y'all better sign up.
Now hit 'em with some Queen Bitch 101.
It's Queen B, Sex in the City.
Representing up top, broke the block with me. Custom Versace dress showing one today. In Brooklyn, New York, grimy and gritty. Men see the video,
go lick the TV slow.
I show them things they never seen before. Cause the way I move is so flexible. I try anything, I'm a trisexual. The blindfolds and handcuffs are
be rough.
When my thighs wrap around his head like earmuffs. Doing freaky weird stuff, talk tough, face down. You step into the queen with the diamond lace crown. The jewel of the Nile, I'm romancing the stone. I said, look bitch, I got your man on the phone. But you could swing through if you want a peep show. Just bring $100,000 and some Vive Cleek gold.
Little Kim headlining the show, y'all better line up. And if you're sitting down, get your behind up.
She got her own class,
y'all better sign up.
Now hit 'em with some Queen Bitch 101, girl.
Kim headlining the show, y'all better line up. And if you're sitting down, get your behind up.
She got her own class,
y'all better sign up.
Now hit 'em with some Queen Bitch 101, girl.
I'm a super freak, I'm super freaky, yeah.
You know I want it, so give it to me, yeah.
I'm Miss Prada and Chanel, Gucci as hell.
Voulez-vous coucher with this mademoiselle?
I sell sex high price, the rap Heidi Fleiss.
In iceberg jeans, that ass looks mighty nice.
And this is the fabulous life for Kim Jones.
I got chinchilla covers on my flip phones to match with them furs. Baby got back with them curves. A female matte with makeup on my words.
Flow, mascara, and blush. Take that monkey shit off. You embarrassing us.
Comparison what? Ain't nobody close to me.
I'm on top right where I'm supposed to be.
And now haters all kiss my bikini wax.
And if you see the facts, you know the queen is back.
Little Kim headlining the show, y'all better line up.
And if you're sitting down, get your behind up.
She got her own class,
y'all better sign up.
Now hit 'em with some Queen Bitch 101, girl.
Little Kim headlining the show, y'all better line up.
And if you're sitting down, get your behind up.
She got her own class,
y'all better sign up.
Now hit 'em with some Queen Bitch 101,
oh,
girl.
It's my birthday, woo, so go and get the cake. You can have it, you can eat it, just lick the plate.
Cause the taste is great, and my panties are edible.
Incredible, Natalie Cole, unforgettable.
Power you, big squirt, little muscle.
Keep grinding, I got a non-stop hustle.
And don't quit, you can't push without pull.
And you know you can't talk when you got your mouth full.
Now put your face in it and just nod your head. Gonna work it on down to my thighs and legs.
Put your face in it, no bitch can see me.
Got the whole block buzzing, number one Queen B.
Put your face in it.
Men gather around, laid back, hypnotized. I'm the talk of the town.
Put your face in it.
Get right or get gone. It gets no realer. Fake bitches go home.
Little Kim headlining the show. Y'all better line up.
And if you're sitting down, get your behind up.
She got her own class,
y'all better sign up.
Now hit 'em with some Queen Bitch 101, girl.
Little Kim headlining the show. Y'all better line up.
And if you're sitting down, get your behind up.
She got her own class,
y'all better sign up.
Now hit 'em with some Queen Bitch 101.
Okay, I know. Wait a sec.
I know this is it's a special night for us. It's a special night for you, I hope. But there's one thing I wasn't going to tell you, but I figure that I can't hide it any longer. Maybe you already know, but this afternoon, I broke up with my girlfriend. Well, it may not mean much to you, but I was kind of fond of her. Okay, here's the deal. She might be here tonight. I don't want to crawl to her. I don't think I should crawl. But it's starting to bother me. Maybe I'll just crouch a whole lot. Anyhow, I think she's here tonight. Maybe she's up back, passed out under a table, or maybe she's actually listening to this next tune. Here right now, on the stage right now, standing beside me, I'd look in her one good eye, and I'd say, baby, even though my pants are clean, I get down on my knees.
About you, lies
Yeah, The Who. Shaken All Over, Spoonful, and Twist and Shout. Yeah, that's how we started the show. The Fools before that with What I'd Do for You. Before that, Little Kim. Oh, yeah, Queen Bitch 101. Makes me wonder if there's like a graduate course in that. Mavis Staples preceded Kim with Can You Get to That, a live version. And we opened with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, It Ain't Nothing to Me. Well, it's something to me. No time this week for a big babble, partially because I spent a lot of the last couple of weeks, and certainly yesterday as I tape these words, on the streets demonstrating. Yeah, get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. That's the whole big babble for tonight. We will be back next week. Same batshit time, same batshit channel. This is, of course, as always, Mike Gold. This was, of course, as always, Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind, homesteading on Get the Point Radio. Radio.com. We came in with Lemmy. We're going out with Lemmy. Ironically titled, It's a Long Way to the Top. Be great to yourself. We'll see you next week.
Driving down the highway. You were wonderful tonight.
I'm always wonderful at night.
Weird Sounds Inside the Goldmine.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Get the Point Radio.